What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz.
Why are you here?
We're black, which means I'll always be here for you, and I'll always root for you. That's how we do.
Hey y'all. Hi stranger. Hey stranger, hi. It's been a minute. What's popping, y'all? All right, Jules. Wow. I mean, y'all all gotta know. I know y'all heard that weird ass cough she just did, and why did she do that right when I came back onto the mic? This bitch, I hope you don't die. Don't die. Just push through, Jules, okay? Give me like a solid, you know, give me some time real quick, okay? I mean, God, I'm sorry, y'all. That was a little ugly cough that she did, but, you know, that's my Jules. And so what are we going to do about it? You guys are going to love her, hopefully, the way that I love her, but whatever. Neither there or, you know, here, whatever. We're going to move forward. Okay, y'all. So we all know that it's been a minute, but you know, since I've gotten on the mic. It's been a long time, maybe like 2 months. 2 months and a half or so since I've even dropped an episode. I don't know who's counting. I'm not. And the truth of the matter is, y'all, I didn't want to talk to y'all. I mean, boom. I wasn't in the right headspace. I've been everywhere. I have literally mentally and emotionally have been everywhere. And one thing about me, if I know that I got to sit down and center myself, I'm going to center myself. It's as simple as that. To be all the way 100 with you guys, I'm not even fully balanced at this point and at this moment. But I just have the urge to come and tap in with y'all. You feel me? To come and see what was happening with you guys. How was life treating you guys? Where you guys have been at mentally. And I also wanted to just come on the mic and have a conversation about that. About, you know, understanding and recognizing when you are not healthy, when you are mentally not healthy. I definitely am very aware of that. I remember the moment that I started becoming aware of, you know, of myself not being in a healthy space versus being in a healthy space and saying it, like actually coming to the terms where I would say it out loud. Like, hey, like I'm not really healthy right now, y'all. And surprisingly, and this is actually what I wanted to come and talk about a little bit today. Surprisingly, when I would literally vulnerably say that, nobody would take me serious, y'all. Like it's crazy to me. Like nobody would take it serious. Like I remember my sister would be like, don't say that. Like, don't say you're not mentally well. Da 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 da. Like that ain't even. And honestly, maybe it's because it's an uncomfortable thing to hear. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's an uncomfortable thing for people to hear and to accept, or is it that you don't take somebody seriously because you have your own idea of their well-being. You just automatically assume that because, you know, they're not out here with it or they're not exposing certain things about themselves. I don't know that they just automatically are good. I don't know where people's prejudgment comes at. I don't have prejudgment of people. God, that was a lie right there, because we all judge. I don't care what nobody says, we all have some sense of judgment in us. However, if somebody came and told me that they were not well, that they are not mentally well, or that they are not well, or they're not thinking straight, or they're off balance, they're not aligned, whatever. If anybody came to me with that type of a mentality, how I am, and this is a blessing and it's a curse, but how I am, how I get down is I'm instantly tapping in. I'm talking about like immediately. I'm instantly like, why? Like, what's going on? Like, what do you mean by that? Or how can we get you better? Or what's what? I ask questions. Another thing that I'm seeing now, people don't ask questions. People don't ask questions. And that's a problem. It's a problem. And the funny thing about it is, instead of people really acknowledging and understanding that that's a problem, people more so shame you for trying to grasp clarity and understanding. I would be okay if somebody asked me certain questions and things. Maybe, and honestly, maybe I want you to ask. Maybe I'm saying certain things to trigger you to ask me. You know what I mean? And so instead of people making assumptions when people are telling you like, hey, I'm not well and this and that, maybe you should go ahead and ask a question like, well, dang, like, why do you feel that way? Or how did you get to this point? And I understand that everybody's not a therapist and stuff like that. You got people now who really associate asking questions with being a therapist. And it's like, no, I'm just curious. I'm a human and I'm curious. And I thought that to satisfy my curiosity, we ask questions. You know what I'm saying? I thought we were all taught that back in the 90s. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm holding court by myself. You feel me? And I'm for sure finna hold 10 toes down. I'm holding court. This is how I feel, and I don't see anything wrong in it. You know, there is a certain way that you can approach somebody with their questions, and there's a certain tone that you can take. You know what I mean? I definitely understand that, and I have personally semi-mastered that because I know how to talk to people. But that's the issue right there. And so that's just what it comes down to. I haven't been on the mic because my mind and my thoughts have been everywhere with this whole mandation, COVID, families, holidays are coming up. One thing that I've been noticing about myself that come fourth quarter of the year, which is like the last 3 months of the year, I don't know, I find myself getting into a certain mood. And I'm only able to come on this mic and talk about it right now is because this year I've been 100% transparent with how I've been feeling. It's been a solid 3 months or so since I've came on the mic and talked to you guys. And this whole time I've been kind of sitting around and trying to like get a hold and a grip of what phase do I go through at this point, or when I am going through this mode and this feelings, the feelings that I have, this darkness that I can find myself into from time to time. What is that? You know what I mean? What is that? Why do I feel this way? Because I'm not a dark bitch. Like, I'm just naturally not a dark person. Because there is people out there who are naturally dark people. Let's clear this up. Just because somebody is naturally a dark person doesn't mean that they are troubled or have issues or anything of that nature. I don't look as dark at all times of evil. You know what I mean? So take that out of I don't want you to assume that when I say I'm not a dark person, that means I'm going into this cave. Cause I mean, there could be somebody who is as bright as the light and they're dealing with some cave shit on the low. You know what I mean? So we gotta stop thinking so, so narrow. We could be such a narrow culture nowadays. And I don't know why we're so quick to put certain things on people. We're so quick to put our truth on other people. Like, how they do that? How? That's why it's so fucking funny, and it's a joke to me when somebody tries to come and tell you about who you are. That's crazy to me because I'm not who I was yesterday. And today, I'm literally living my life day by day at this point. Day by day, I'm taking things as slow as possible, and I'm just trying to get through the day, keeping myself balanced and understanding and my blessings. I don't really want to count them so much no more. I mean, you know, count your blessings, that's a term. But I'm really trying to get in the phase of understanding and accepting my blessings for what they are and, you know, what I have and what I need to be grateful for in the moment, in the now. Because around this time of the year, I find myself going into a dark space. I get really, really intertwined in myself. I get caught up in my own mind and my own thoughts. And I start noticing that it's holiday season, right? It's always around holiday season. We have Thanksgiving coming up. And for me, Thanksgiving, I try to take that completely out of my mind. I don't know why I just do. I don't know if it's because I'm a Thanksgiving baby and I'd rather just focus on it being my birthday and what I need to do and the certain things that I want to channel into and tap into. So that way I move in a certain way the next year that comes. I just move different when it comes to Thanksgiving. Christmas is overwhelming. It's just, number one, my family, my grandma, my mom's side, she stopped doing Christmas and Thanksgiving years ago, even when she was alive. Like, she just stopped doing it a long, long, long time ago. Family stopped coming around. Dinners weren't always being cooked,
you know, and it just it just came to a halt. You know what I'm saying? And so, and really, you know, my grandma just got older. She got older, and I must admit, I wasn't always paying attention to her cook. And so I definitely don't know how to, I have yet made my own first full Thanksgiving meal. I cannot prepare a turkey. I only like my turkeys smoked or fried. You know, for me, I barely eat oven turkey, so I don't know what to do with all that. You know what I mean? So it just came to a halt. And so I don't know. My dad's side, I would say they just now starting to come to a halt. There is certain, you know, like my aunt, she tries to have a gathering here and there. But then, you know, there's moments where she has made comments and said that, you know, it's a lot of work, a lot of cleaning, a lot of this, and she gets tired. She gets tired. I don't understand. I've always asked, like, I don't know why you don't, you know, assign, like, hey, like, y'all need to do this, or y'all get in here and do this or that, you know, because if you tell me what to do, on respect, I'm just going to get in here and handle it and do it. It just doesn't come natural to us. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that's understood, because it was always handled, you know? And so that's another transition that, you know, I feel like my generation, some of my generation is understanding, is sometimes we do got to pick up and take the torch. You know what I mean? And for me personally, I don't want to take the torch on that level, because I get really frustrated with fake ass conversations, old judgmental ass family members. Like, that shit really be pissing me off. And I'm very vocal. I'm a very vocal daughter, niece, sister, friend, whatever. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to do it tastefully and respectfully, but I just don't want to have to go through that, because a lot of times I know that what I'm feeling is actually, shit, not a lot of times, most times, what I'm feeling is valid. And it's really frustrating a lot of times to be the only one that's going to speak your mind. And you got somebody to your left and right, like, damn, I was feeling the same way. But then they'll literally watch you get, like, cut up. That's the story of my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is the story of my life. And that's really frustrating. It's really aggravating, and it's really tiresome. It really is tiresome. And so I've been in the phase these past couple and few years of just, you know, falling back. I only think that it's really important for my nephews to have the most decent, you know, fun-filled holiday memories that they can have, because they're young and it matters. And sometimes I get really sad that they don't get the same experience as me, my sister, and my cousins did when we were growing up. Because number one, she's only one. Besides, I have a couple other little cousins now who have had babies, but they're like newborn babies. My nephews are like big boys, you know what I mean? 6 and 4. They're still little as well, but they don't have their age group. So they're alone, you know? So I look at it like, damn, you know, like, we can't really provide them with the memories that I wish that we could, you know what I mean? I don't have kids. They don't have cousins. They don't, my little brother, he better not even be thinking about having a fucking baby. Nigga, I wish you would. But it's just, you know, it's things of that nature. And so I've just been processing, you guys. I've been processing. This is a really major turmoil that we're having. You got people arguing and fighting about shit that don't matter. Like, it just does not matter. And it's causing division in between loved ones, families, friends. One of those being the whole mandated COVID shot or COVID-19. All this stuff that I'm just like, look, check this out. I'm done. Your opinion is your opinion. I respect it. My opinion is my opinion. And, you know, you need to respect that. A lot of times with this whole mandate shot that I've been hearing, a lot of people who are for it, which is fine, you can go ahead and be for it. It's not an issue. Everybody has their stance and reason. They're the ones that be shaming, though. Like, they're the ones that be shaming. I have literally, I can't tell you guys how many times I've been told, well, you guys are going to eventually take. It's like, you just going to sit back and encourage me falling, encourage me folding. Like, y'all can't respect people standing on their own wills, like on their own beliefs, their own morals. Like, those are basic things there. And y'all going against that? This world is doomed. Like, I just can't. I don't even like having I literally find myself removing myself from that conversation. I do not like having it. I think that's a pretty dangerous conversation to have right now, because I know damn well I stand very, very strong on how I feel. And I have to go through my own, you know, thoughts and, let me turn this water off. I guess that's a little ghetto. I'm about to start some dishes while I'm recording, having my mic over here. I have a headset, but whatever. I find it to be very, you know, invasive to be, you know, really concerned about what somebody's doing with their body. As long as they are being safe in their own way, why are we talking about this? And why is this a matter? Why is this a judgmental thing? Like, it blows my mind. And so, you know, that's where I've been at. That's the headspace I've been in a lot lately. And I've just been processing. You guys know me by now. You guys know that I am a processor, a full-on processor. Certain things won't hit me right away. You know what I mean? I guess it's whatever I will into my thought process. And so, you know, that's a little backdrop and a backstory of, you know, where I'm at now currently and what I'm, you know, focusing on and what I'm shifting my energy towards and what it's not going towards and what's good and what's bad. But you know, that settles that. So down to the nitty gritty of it. I also wanted to come on here and speak about social media referencing and giving certain voices when it comes down to relationships and marriage. I with the whole Will and Jada thing, her stepping out of bounds. And yes, Jada, in my opinion, you are reaching. And I almost want you to cancel the red table. I almost want you to just you and Will get back to the basics and y'all just sit down and be private and allow us to keep guessing the same way that we're going to continue to keep guessing about J and B. Don't ruin this black love story for us. You know what I'm saying? I keep hope through these certain people. You know what I mean? Like, these are ideal role models in the black community, if you ask me personally. I admire them. So this here, it's been causing all kind of conversations about her being disrespectful. Should Will leave her? Is he not a man because he doesn't have no backbone? You know, she bringing this to the table. What is this? That question, what are you bringing to the table, is the most toxic shit that's like being normalized now. And I haven't heard, well, maybe this has been done and this has been said. I haven't caught it, but I just want to end that question. When women, ladies, when these men are asking, well, what are you bringing to the table? Bitch, I bring life. Okay? And I'm saying it that way because you asked me that. That's just how I feel. Like, let's just cut to it. Let's just get to it and let's dead that conversation and let's move forward from that conversation. And until you think that you can compete with me, and you can bring flesh and blood, a human vessel, into this world, risk your life, lay down, get cut up, push out, whatever. If until you think that you can compete with me and run that up with me, I don't think that this needs to be a conversation anymore. I don't think that it's okay for you guys to shame women and to have unrealistic expectations, because on social media, you're seeing, and I'm going into a direction here, you guys. On social media, you're seeing women bragging and boosting about, you know, taking care of their man and buying their man. They equally matching their man's hustle. They equally doing this, and they can provide the equal thing. And, you know, this equal thing, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with a woman and a man being equal or having that agreement in their household, right? There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a beautiful thing. If that's how you guys choose to have your relationship set up and built. Nothing wrong with that. I don't want to be your equal. Okay. Me personally, and a lot of women out here and a lot of men don't want us to be their equal. A lot of women don't want to be your equal. That is not what I want. We're living in a society in the world now to where, yeah, we got to have a two, income household. It's shitty. Out here in California, y'all both might have to hold down 2-3 jobs, unfortunately. And I think that's a problem, you know, because we're not born to just work all day. I've been really trying to manifest financial freedom, you guys. Oh my God, it's another thing. That's another podcast, another day. But there's nothing wrong with these things. You know what I mean? And that theory of women talking like this in the songs, our rap females nowadays, because we come on now. Lil' Kim back in the 90s versus, I don't know, Big Lotto, night and day. You know what I'm saying? City Girls versus Salt and Pepper, night and day. You know what I mean? Back then, a lot of our female rappers rapped about catering to their man, doing this and being taken out, being wined and dined, things like that. We didn't really hear too much about tricking off and doing this and that, and it's okay, it ain't tricking if you got it. We heard that from our masculine man rappers that we had growing up with. Now we have male rappers, you know, skinnier jeans than we have and more colorful hair than we got on our heads, and roles have just, you know, generally reversed and have gotten switched around, mixed up. And me being, I'm about to be 33, you guys, and damn, maybe less than like a week or so. Actually, I'm lying, 2 weeks. I'm pushing it. But anyways, I try my very best to keep up and understand this generation. Because let me tell you something. Anybody that's young listening to my podcast, and I'm not too sure if I have any young listeners, I would love to hear if I do. I would love somebody to tap in and reach out like, hey, and tell me your age. And when I say young, I'm thinking maybe, I don't really know if I want a 15-year-old little girl listening to me. But at the same time, I'm keeping it real with you, boo-boo. Check me out. Tap in. Early 20s, maybe early 20s, you know what I mean? Like, I try my very best to understand their perspective. I try to understand their life, how they see it, why things are done, the way that they're done with them. Just, you know, understand it, because we're in different generations. And I remember being that young and wanted to be understood. But I guess I said that because it sounded right, because I never gave a fuck if you understood me or if you did it. Okay, side note. But I know that's realistic. You know what I mean? I know that people in my group, in that age group, you wanted your voice to be heard. You understood that. I personally can't relate to that because you guys know my circumstance. I come from parents who never had a voice. I shouldn't say never, because my parents both were not born deaf and hearing and mute. They were not born that way. However, I understood the importance of voicing my opinion very early. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to understand. You really have to understand and respect that about me and CODAs, really, because I was involved in adult conversations when I had no business doing so because there was no interpreters. That's different. Y'all go back to, you know, Get to Know Me episodes, because I've definitely spoke on that. But that's, I'm not saying this to be closed-minded or that I'm this and I'm that. It's just, I can't relate to that because that wasn't my life. That's not my story. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to speak on too many things like that if I can't relate. I'm just going to give my opinion. It's always my opinion, okay? Do not ever think that you're going to come for me for my opinion. Back to the point. I try my best to understand this generation. You know what I mean? I try to be understanding. I try to make sure that I'm listening to fully grasp clarity and understanding versus listening to just keep coming back with an opinion and doing this and doing that. That's something that I've been really working on, and it's been going pretty well. But this whole theory, it's making dating seem very overwhelming. Now, the reason why I'm saying this and I'm bringing this up, and it really hit me, and it was really vulnerable, and this happens to be one of my babies that is my baby. She is my baby. She shares the same birthday as me. That is my boo right there. And I fuck with her real tough. And she's a mom now. And I went to go visit her recently. And we were talking. And I was asking her about some things about her situation. And she goes, you know, like, I really feel, mind you, she has two daughters now. Single mother, doing, and I'm so proud to see her doing what she got to do. Especially because this particular baby girl of mine, she ain't had it easy. She just ain't had it easy. You know what I mean? And that's no excuse. And the reason why I'm saying there's no excuse, because she's doing what she needs to do still. I'm just on the outside looking in like, baby, I'm clapping for you, because I know you ain't had it easy. And I know what it's like to really, really live that life and struggle. I get it. I truly get it. Whether I live a certain way now because I'm grown and I've learned my lesson and bent the block a couple times, I carry myself differently. We from different eras, different generations, different cities. So things are going to be different. That doesn't mean that I'm not recognizing her strength, right? So we back to her talking. Let's go back. We were talking about her situation and whatnot, and she had made a comment. And she made a very real, realistic, vulnerable comment. And I could tell that this is something that she probably hasn't talked about with anybody else. And I was so glad that we had that conversation. You know, it was really brief, but it was had. And she goes to say, like, you know, I just really wish that, you know, I could have pulled more weight for my BD. I wish that I could have provided more, that, you know, if he needed something, that I would have had him, you know, that he always had me. And I just wish I could return that, you know, that favor. Like, I just ain't never had it. And I under stood her wholeheartedly. And that's a conversation that's not being had. Because she's not, and even though he's giving, well, hopefully he's giving and he's providing, he's doing what he got to do for his two kids that you put in her, that she bore for you. I don't know. I'm not going to tap too into the business. I'm just want to get to the core, the basic of the story, is what I'm trying to get my point across with. She feels that she maybe have lost this man that she loved, or she wasn't taken seriously by this man that she loves, because she feels that she wasn't bringing things to the table because she genuinely didn't have it to financially support him. That's insane, but that's real. It's real. And it does make you, and I've had, and I know it's real because I've had moments of feeling that way. I have literally said, and I probably still will say, that there's times where I feel like, you know what, like I really shouldn't probably be dating right now because I don't think I'm financially there to date. You know what I mean? My finances is really wrapped up in my life because I'm a single woman. I'm a single woman. She's a single mom. I'm a single woman. I'm paying my bills. I'm barely floating. I'm barely maintaining. Like I said, you guys, I'm trying to will the manifestation of being financially free for me. That's a big thing for me because I've never experienced it. I don't know what that looks like, what it smells like, what it feels like. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. You know what I mean? Even when I'm doing well and I got a little stash and I got money, I have grown up to be, you know, at bare minimum to where I get scared to spend. I get scared to spend. I feel like you have to save your money because something just might happen, or you don't, especially if you don't have a plan B. You don't have family that you can just go and lean on comfortably. You know what I'm saying? You got family that's going to be talking a little shit here and there and making little side-ass comments, judging you in your business. Stupid shit like that, that you rather struggle to avoid than to sit back and be like, damn, okay, I need help. It's different when you can't raise your hand and be seen. It's so different. So I understood what she was saying. And it just made me feel so sad and so bad because I'm like, damn, that's where society is right now. You guys, men will shame you. Men will shame women if they can't get out there and buy them the newest Jordans, the newest game systems that are now. I believe I'm not a gamer. I'm not into all that. But these game systems are like, I think they're in the thousands now, or at least over a band. Men's shoe, your feet bigger, shoes, clothes. It's expensive. It's expensive to buy things for men. Our little outfits, we can go somewhere and get a little dress for $15, $10, $9.99 if it's a good deal, and make it look like money. Make it look like money. We're females. We're not rough. We take care of our things. Like, come on. Okay. I'm just looking around my apartment now. Okay, I have hella Uggs. I love Uggs. They're so comfortable. I love fall and winter, so I can bring them out. And Uggs are a little, you know, they're a little bit money. They are a little bit of money. And I mean, regular old Uggs. And I know I probably sound real basic to somebody who can afford that like it's nothing, but I'm being real. And I know for a fact that these Uggs have lasted me over 5 years or so now. Like, I don't need to really buy them unless I want a new color. You know what I mean? Like, it's always gonna be like, oh, okay, but we collected our bags that people want to buy. And I'm a normal, regular girl. I'm a regular woman. Like, I don't have any Birkin, but that's a dream of mine one day, you guys. And it was a dream before it became a big thing, okay? But I don't have, like, big designer bags and purses and all that kind of stuff. I got some pieces that I love, some leather pieces that I feel are going to last me forever, that I'm going to be able to pass on to my kid if I ever have one day. And, you know, that's about it. But to uphold a man, you guys are so expensive. And you want this woman to hold down the household, the kids. And let's be real, some men don't even walk around buying things for their kids. You don't even know their size. You know what I mean? I don't even know if you're handing the money over to her to make it happen. You know, there's a lot of different case scenarios that are happening in these relationships that are not fully being told, that are not really being transmitted over to where we can actually dissect it and understand different case scenarios, because you're always seeing the main two. I got my man the way he got me, and he got it like this. I ain't fucking with no nigga if he ain't got no stack. I ain't fucking with no bitch if she ain't got no stack. This is crazy. This is crazy. That is not dating. It is not healthy. That's not a relationship goal. I think that that's a beautiful thing when you got people like the Carters, where she can go buy her husband an island and a yacht, and he could do the same, and they have that. They're equal. They have that. And that's not to say That's not to say like, okay, well, if that's what he has, why would he go lower? If he found a good woman who did not have half as much as he had, but loved him, took care of him, supported him, was by his side, didn't need nothing from him but love, but genuine love. And however he feels to love, if he's like, you know what, I love her and she with me, she ain't got to want for nothing, then it is what it is. That doesn't mean that she went out fishing for this man or that that's what this is. Because you got people out here, regular people, who are sincerely capable of loving and being loved. And they feel discouraged because they financially can't hold you down. And there's a lot of women that feel that way. That was not, I was proud of her for being bold enough and vulnerable to say that. And I noticed she looked at me with real relief when I said, it's almost intimidating, huh? She said, yeah. And it's the way she looked at me. Like, damn, you feel me on that? Hell yeah, I feel you on that. That shit is real. We living in the same world. We looking at the same screen. We strolling down the same pages, the same songs. Are, you know, I don't listen to the radio like that at all, actually. But I can only imagine the songs that are on the radio. You know what I mean? Because the music that we listen to, it's the culture now. It's literally the culture. And it's unrealistic. We just have to really accept that this is unrealistic. You guys are creating unrealistic goals. You guys are forcing unrealistic behavior. You guys are really forcing a virtual reality that you guys have in your mental and that we're seeing in the palm of our hands. You're trying to force that into the real world. The same way people are shaming girls with a 9-to-5 job. Let me tell you something. I hate that I have to go to work every day, even if it's from home, that I have to go to work every day and know in my heart that I'm making somebody else richer. Okay. But I do know that I love having my own place. I love the comfort of my home. You know what I mean? Of having stability. I wasn't always raised with stability. So it's a really big thing for me. I think that's why I hold on so near and dear to it. And I'm so big on my bed because I didn't always have a bed. You know what I'm saying? I didn't always have a couch. I didn't always have a table to sit at. Like, this is real shit. So I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to work and I'm going to do what I need to do to maintain that. You know what I'm saying? And it does suck. It absolutely sucks. It absolutely is unfortunate because we all know that when you got to go clock in somewhere, you know, from a 9-to-5, you mentally, even if you are, you know, sitting down at a desk or something. Because I remember I had an ex. They used to say little jabs and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm out here doing hard labor. You sit at a desk. Okay, nigga, but I'm mentally getting beat up every day. Okay, that's my mental. My mind is what controls everything. That controls everything. So I have to work twice as hard to make sure that I'm keeping this head healthy. Healthy. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm getting beat up. You on an assembly line, maybe cracking jokes, listening to music or doing whatever. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to work hard to break my back. I absolutely don't. You know what I'm saying? But that's not saying that you can't go apply to go sit your ass down at a desk either. So let's stop that. Let's stop knocking jobs for, you know, a job is a job. I'm not here for making people feel bad about that. But, you know, when you have to go to work every day, you're taking so much time out of your day. For me personally, to create. That's another thing. I haven't had the time to sit back and really think about the content that I want to deliver. Think about how often or time space. And I don't have that luxury, baby. I just don't. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to have some type. You got to start somewhere, yes. And I guess that's where the hustle comes in at. And you find time, you make time. We all got the same 24 hours of the day. We are all that. Okay. But that's the really shit that I can tell you. When you are tapping into somebody else's dream and you making them money because you got to sustain yourself, it is so hard to find that time to yourself. Imagine a mom. And I'm telling y'all this as a single black early 30s woman. I'm telling you the struggles of my personal, you know, what I know true and, you know, true and through. I can't even think about a mom. And God bless her if she's single. God hover her if she got more than two kids, more than one kid. Cover her. Protect her, guide her, heal her, nourish her, love her, provide her strength. And that's real. Because I know what it feels like just me. I imagine juggling these little ones, keeping them entertained. And you cannot, if you are actually a mom, you know, and I say that proudly, and I say that with no shame. I don't care what mom so-called gets offended when I talk like this, because, you know, when I get in my mom bag, it's different. I have certain ways, because I see too many moms out here struggling to make it happen, to let that be disrespected. I just do. I will always be very strong. I have too many friends that are single moms. I got friends that have their men with them, and they still doing shit solo because men just don't move like how women do. Things don't really come as natural to men like how it does with a woman. That's just what it is. We all know this. You know what I'm saying? This is a fact. You know, so just imagine that. Imagine a mother having a single mother balancing work and homework with the kids and doing this and that, cooking dinner, making sure that they are fed, they bed, and they're bathed, and they're clean. And she got to wash her ass, feed herself. A lot of times they're eating cold meals. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, a lot of moms don't eat. A lot of moms don't eat, you guys. Like, this is for real. You know what I'm saying? I've seen my sister literally be like, oh, damn, I got to eat. I forgot to eat. I've seen this. This is my sister. I've seen this. You know what I mean? Like, I honor it and I love it. And I can't. Like, it's so beautiful. That's why when I go back to the beginning, what you bring to the table, listen here, ladies, shut that shit down. Bitch, I bring life. That's it. That's it. That's all. Let's move forward. Done with this conversation. As a matter of fact, I'm done with your toxic ass eat too. You can just take that, and I pray that you do better with that information I just gave you, and you go on to the next one, and don't you play with her like that. That's insane. And don't be an asshole. But what if you can't give me life? Don't do that, because every woman, whether she can give life or not, has some type of a nourishing energy about them. Whether she tapping into that or not, hey, maybe that's personal. I don't know. But it's going to be there. You see what I'm saying? I don't have any kids. You guys should see how I baby my dog. I love my dog. She is my baby. She is my fur baby. You know what I mean? And I'm so grateful to have that outlet, because I had a certain type of a love in me that I wasn't able to fully give. I mean, I love my nephews. Don't get me wrong. I do. But it's different. It's so different when you are raising something. Your plants. Maybe you're a plant mommy of all these plants. So I love my plants because I like to see them produce. I like to see that I'm the one keeping them alive. I like to see that I am maintaining their energy, their health. They are thriving and growing. That makes me happy. That's Mother Nature. That's what we give you. You know what I'm saying? And that comes natural to us. It's very rare for men. Not to say that that doesn't exist for a man, because it absolutely does. I know some men that are very nurturing, that are more nurturing than the moms. That exists. And I don't want to ever take from that. I know some great men out there that are doing the damn thing, that are truly doing the damn thing. So I never want to take that. I want to be very fair. One thing about me is I'm a fair person. I never want to sit back and be a one-sided type of a person. If it makes sense, holler at me. I'm down for conversation. Conversation don't intimidate me. Okay. And can we understand that it's a red flag when people are intimidated by conversation and questions? That's a problem. It's a problem. I've had a partner of mine, really close friend of me, tell me when I asked her, I was like, damn, like, niggas really don't like conversations. And she was like, yeah, girl, that's out. I don't know when you're gonna learn that. Like, these men don't really wanna. And I'm looking at her like, wow, you settle for this? What? This is real? I had one ex that sat at my table one time and told me, I don't like questions. I feel like I'm being interrogated, woo woo. But you're trying to build with me? You're trying to build. I'm talking about build. You talking about kids and shit. And you telling me you don't need no questions asked because you don't. You think I'm going to take you? What? Ask me where he at today. Because he ain't here. You know what I'm saying? And hey, and maybe and the thing is this. God be with you, because I'm pretty sure that you can be great, because he's a great guy. You can be great over there with somebody else. That ain't for me, though. Because I'm a question asking motherfucker. I'm always seeking understanding. I'm always trying to learn something. I learn the best in conversation. I take things in that make sense to me. And if it does, and if you don't like the question, you know what? I'm not really feeling that question. I really want to answer. Well, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. Knowing me, I'm probably going to ask a few times. You know what I'm saying? But there's a way to shut some shit down. There is a way. And I have been shut down a couple times. I just had a young girl. She was from an area that I was really trying to get to know out in Sacramento. And, you know, I've been really, Sacramento is a city that I've always been really, really curious about because I don't know too much about it. Granted, I have a BJ who lives there now.
And she actually exposes and says a lot of great things about it. But I've always said that that's a city that I've always wanted to get to know because it's really big. It's kind of in the valley. I'm like, is it kind of give you a Bay vibe? What is this? So I'm curious, right? So this girl is from Sacramento. She happens to be from South Sacramento. South Sacramento is where one of my best friends, she doesn't live there, but the places that she has taken me to that I had a great time. It was great culture, great energy. It was in Sacramento, South Sacramento. And it's a lot of brothers and sisters out there. And I really love that. If I could see my Black people getting together and they are in perfect harmony and ain't nobody shooting or getting beat up or nothing, I'm at peace. I damn near want to cry. I'm talking about that right there is music to my ears and a sight for my eyes. I love that. I love that environment. I love that energy, right? This is a little Black girl I'm talking to. And I was like, oh, like, you know, South Sacramento, hey, I'm really curious. You know me? If you know me personally, I'm going to talk. I'm a talker and I could be long-winded. And so I'm instantly, you know, trying to get to know this girl and we talking. And she just looked at me and I could tell that maybe she was low-key annoyed by me, but I didn't understand why. And she didn't say anything. So, you know, I kept asking her little questions here and there. She boldly said, "You getting on my fucking nerves." This happened, you guys. This actually happened recently. This ain't that long ago. "You getting on my fucking nerves. You getting on my fucking nerves," like dumbass aggressive, right? I happened to be at my partner's parents' house. And y'all, when I say I wanted to slap fire at this bitch for talking to me like she was stupid, because that was some ignorant, stupid shit for her to say. In my book, it was. And so disrespectful and so unnecessary and just so mean. I could just tell you a mean bitch. That's just what it is. You a mean girl. You one of those. I could tell that if we went to school with each other, we wouldn't have got along. Like, I probably would have pressed you and you'd have pressed me. Whatever was going to jump off would have jumped off because you just have that energy. You feel the need to be the mean Black girl, the mean bully. That's what I got from her, right? Because that exists. So I looked and I said, oh. And I, like, because I was kind of sitting down. I was sitting down Indian cross style on the floor talking to her and my friend's little brother. It was his girlfriend. And she said that. And so I got up like, whoa. Like that, it blew my mind, you guys. It blew my mind. So I was like, you know what? The only thing I can do was tell her, like, you know what? Whenever I see you again, because I probably will, I'm gonna need you to keep that same energy. And I really mean it. And in my mind, I'm like, and I hope I don't see you in the streets with that stupid shit. And I hope you bold enough to run it up on me and tell me, hey, remember when you told me to keep that same energy? That's kind of what I'm asking for now. I kind of want the smoke. I kind of want the smoke with your disrespectful, ignorant ass. That's how I felt. And I didn't say it. You know what I mean? And I felt violated that I wasn't able to talk like this because I'm in my friend's mom, her parents' house. And my friend at the time, because we don't even talk on that level. And I don't think it can be the same. I really just don't because I just can't. I had time to think about it like, nah. She felt like, you know, you should have been asking her questions and this and that. And I feel like you disrespected my parents' home. And I was like, what? I was thrown back. Like, what? Me? All I did was ask this girl some questions about a neighborhood that she's telling me that she's from, that I'm telling her that I think is dope, that I think is beautiful, and I would love to get to know it. Tell me a little bit more about it. You get that mad and tell me you really get on my fucking nerves. Like that, I'm baffled. I am baffled. Like I couldn't, right? But somehow that resonated with me. However, that ain't the first time that I've heard that or seen that. It's not. I've seen people like really not, you know, don't want to engage in that, don't want to communicate, don't want to, and that is like, wow, like why? We can't talk no more because y'all so used to being behind them little punk ass phones. That's what it is. You don't know how to engage in a regular conversation with a fellow Black woman. You can't talk. You get angry. And wait a minute. I'm disrespecting the house when I didn't even cuss. And you just told me that I was getting on your fucking nerves. I don't think that nobody sees what just happened. That's in my mind. That's what I'm thinking. Like, nobody, this isn't real. This can't be real. You know what I'm saying? One thing about me, you guys, I'm hella emotional and I'm hella sensitive. My feelings were extremely hurt. And they were hurt about how it was handled. I think it was handled poorly. I would never have handled it like that. I would have never tolerated a young girl like this talking stupid. I would have stepped in and said something and be like, hey, well, you know, that was really unnecessary. You know, I would have said something. You know, not to say that she, you know, my partner needed to say anything or not, because that's not her.
It ain't her character, and I understand that. But it was just like, what? I was just thrown back because I'm asking you questions. So I got this nigga sitting at my table telling me I don't like no questions. I feel interrogated. Da, 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 woo, woo, woo. I didn't make, reminds me when I did jail. Chill. You ain't did no real time. You ain't did no real time. You ain't sat down and did some real shit. You didn't. What are you talking about at this point? This thug life shit, that shit ain't cute. You want to make it, well, you know, I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I was interrogated. Okay. You haven't even done a year. Stop it. Just stop this. Because you don't have to do this with me. You ain't got to be that tough guy, that nigga with me for what? I'm not even attracted to that. I don't even want that. I don't want to lay on my back and give a baby to a nigga that feel like that. Give a baby to a nigga that's going to get out here in these streets and be ignorant like that. If you got questions being asked to you because you feel like you somebody and you might rub the wrong person. I'm talking about, I think like this, you guys. I'm a real processor. I think so ahead, which is not, it's a good thing and a bad thing, right? But this is real life. So let's cut the shit. And let's understand that it is human nature to have understanding, compassion, and to care and listen. It should be. It should be. Those are like natural traits that God put in us. Like it's our, like, damn, like intuition in a sense. Like what? It's wow. You know, so I've been, like I said, you guys, I have been processing so many things. Like so many things that I had just been sitting with and like really trying to gain an understanding on it instead of me being so confused like I have been. I've been trying to like really sit down and just understand like, okay, Lord, like how can I survive in this space and in this energy? Because you know me, God, and I'm just, this ain't me. This really ain't me. And I'm feeling, and I really felt the way when that girl told me that I was getting on her fucking nerves and said it so aggressively, and I handled it with grace. And I'm actually, you know, really I'm proud of that because I'm grown and I handled that as a grown woman, and I'm proud of that. I really am, because that was disrespectful as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And it really, I feel it would have been valid if I'd have stood up and popped that bitch. It would have been valid. Not even like a hit you, just a bitch, wake up. Who you talking to? It was on some, you know, on some grown auntie shit. You know, and I do feel like I do stand auntie vibes. I'm real life auntie. Like y'all just don't know. I am auntie. Auntie Rita, Auntie Sharita. That is just me. That is my title and my role until I go ahead and, you know, get with my man and we go ahead and, you know, do what we need to do before for our family and our lives. But that's how I feel. And it's something that is real, you know, and it made me sit back and understand my sister. My sister's feelings were hurt really badly because she asked the question or she was told not to ask. And that really hurt her. You know what I'm saying? She's confused and hurt by it to this day. Unfortunately, she ain't the type of person that's going to go and be like, hey, like my feelings are hurt. Da, 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 da. Maybe eventually it'll get to there. You know what I'm saying? So she can explain why it hurt her feelings. But nonetheless to say, her feelings is hurt. And I understood that. You know what I mean? And I get that. Like this foolishness has got to stop. You know what I'm saying? I just can't get with it. And this is the world that we have to live in. This is the world that we are trying to thrive in. This is the world that we are trying to create in. This is our world. It's happening. Like right now, this is going on. People are shaming people for the most stupidest shit. Shit that has nothing to do with them. Nothing. I just, you know, I mean, you know, that was a quick little spaz. And I'm gonna let this one, you know, go off in the wonder. You know, go on hand and yonder. But all right, this was Faz. I'm gonna go ahead and get the day started. I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Peace, be still, love and light. This is Faz.